The Housing Agency report that was presented to the Minister last week and also to the Oireachtas Committee on Housing that's looking at the issue reveals that the housing stock in Donegal, 18.2% of the houses are vacant. That's not including holiday homes. That's over 13,000 houses. So the question for me is, you know, how can we have a housing list in Donegal of over 2,500 families while we have, you know, 13,000 premises that are vacant? And that's something that we need to address urgently.
I mean, has there been any work done to check how many of those houses have been occupied since 2011, and indeed how many of them are derelict or uninhabitable, or are all of those habitable houses?
Well, there's clearly a challenge for Donegal County Council. They'll need to be funded by the department to carry out an audit, a more detailed audit of this. But, you know, we have a situation where all of us as public representatives are every day talking to families who are looking for housing, often in emergencies. We can't tolerate a situation where so many houses are vacant. The other thing to say too, Donal, is that down the country, many local authorities are now moving to compulsory purchase. They have the legislation to do that. But what they require is additional resources from government to help them to purchase these homes. I think that most reasonable people would say that it is outrageous that we have so many families on the housing list with so many empty properties in Donegal.